Two destructive tornadoes ripped through neighborhoods this week in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and in Salisbury, Maryland, with no tornado warnings. So what happened? Well, that gets you into a big debate in tornado circles. Weather service forecasters are providing less advanced notice for tornadoes than they did 5 years ago, and they're more frequently failing to detect them at all. But there are also far fewer false alarms. Are those truths connected? And what about the fact that these forecasters may be wrestling with a different kind of tornado? Let's bring in Victor Gensini. He's a professor of meteorology and a tornado researcher at Northern Illinois University in DeKalb, Illinois. Professor Gensini, what do you make of these stats? Less detection and later.
Well, this goes to one of your key points, is this new type of storm. And one thing that we've been noticing with some recent radar upgrades, which is the major tool that forecasters use to issue warnings, is we're detecting a lot of these brief circulations. You know, a lot of storms have some degree of rotation, but not all produce tornadoes. And these forecasters are seeing things sort of underneath the magnifying glass, and they're kind of asking themselves, should we warn for these?
Well, because these are the QLCS storms, what does that mean?
Quasi-linear convective system. It's a fancy word of saying this is a thunderstorm line with embedded circulations within it.
Right.
And these tornadoes can develop within minutes, almost in between our observation capability. So, you know, these forecasters are really they're wrestling with these things of how to provide warning to the public.
Well, and somebody might say, well, why not just give a warning and then find out later? And that gets us into something else that may be happening. You're aware of Harold Brooks. He's at the National Severe Storms Lab in Norman, Oklahoma. It's part of NOAA. He says what's going on is psychological, that there's been such a crackdown on false alarms that forecasters might be worried about calling a tornado if it isn't one.
Well, that's right. We get into the discussion of probability of detection versus this false alarm rate. You know, do you warn on every single circulation that you see on Doppler radar? Your probability of detection is then 100%. You never miss an event. But if a tornado indeed does not happen, you've effectively cried wolf in the eyes of the public.
Right. And people may not react when there really is one. Hence the crying wolf analogy. Well, the false alarms has gone down from 80 to 70%, but so has the advance time. It's gone from about 13 to 15 minutes to about 8 in the last 8 or so years. And detection has gone from about 65 to 75% to 58% in 2015. That's pretty low, yeah.
Yeah, and I think the thing that we're seeing there is, again, underneath the magnifying glass, we're seeing a lot more of these circulations than we ever had before, you know, and no tornado now really goes undocumented. Everybody has a cell phone, they video these things, they send them into the National Weather Service, they spread on Twitter like wildfire. So these recent events just remind us, you know, we can always learn from them. They're great case studies, and just to bring awareness to the fact that we need more research. We need more policy of how to go about really tackling these from a warning perspective, because we're not sure how the public is consuming our information when we say, okay, there's a tornado warning, but it's going to be very brief or it's going to be very short-lived, but it may cause damage.
Victor Gensini, professor of meteorology and a tornado researcher at Northern Illinois University in DeKalb, Illinois. Professor, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.